Thank you very much for inviting me to Budapest. I'm working part-time at UITP. UITP is the International Organization of Public Transport, including all parts that are included in public transport affairs, that is the public transport authorities, public transport operators, and the industry. I will talk about the the needs of the public transport user and how to implement public new IT solutions. Because what you really can see is that a new technology development gives really new opportunities to serve the public transport user or the citizen. I've seen this for more than 35 years within the public transport sector, starting with the paper-based information technology, introducing the magnetic cards, contactless cards in ticketing, real-time information, and it has always been technical evaluation, technical possible to do this. But the main critical things has been the things that I will highlight today. That is the customer needs. Do we really do things for the customer? The second thing is how to adapt to the local market. And the third, how do we cooperate to make things working better? Starting with the customer needs, we need to put customer in the center. The customer needs must be met. Starting with the information systems, you can say information, that is everything. Even ticketing is information stored in a secure way, information that is transferred in a secure way. But all these things, all these information systems has to be affordable. If they are not affordable, and people do expect that information is for free. So that is, that has to be a very low cost. For free for the customer, or almost for free. You can't expect people paying for information that they think they should have for free. That is a limit when introducing new techniques. The second, accessible information. That should be available when you need it, wherever you are, but only then, because there are a lot of information and you could drown in information. Third, it has to be attractive. Attractive solutions that people want to use has to be easy to use. You can come up with any smart solution, but if it doesn't meet the attractiveness, the people want to use it, it doesn't help. Then the reliable information. You need to trust the information. That has to be trusted, and who is responsible for the information given? And that is often a problem when introducing information systems that is not really up to date or really reliable. And it has to be relevant for me as a user. I need the information, I need it now, and it must be meeting my needs. And the up-to-date issue. How do we really get information that is up-to-date? If the bus is coming in 5 minutes, it has to come in 5 minutes, if you tell it. Not in 8 minutes or in 2 minutes. So these are some basics that you have to be sure that you are meeting these demands when introducing new systems. Saying this, I would say then go to the issue of what is public transport. You know, the public transport is a local business. More than 95% of all trips in public transport, or I would say all trips, are local or regional. And information systems are developed and will be developed for the local market with locally initiatives? And that is a very much a key question. And even the long distance trips always start and end locally. So even the long distance trips have to include the local dimension of transport. When you look at the European level, you often talk about the long distance and forget this dimension. When looking into information, how to use information, how to develop new systems, how to introduce new systems, these are the key questions. You have to have a bottom-up approach. This bottom-up approach is, I would say, a must when you are developing things. And that is also supported by the subsidiarity principles, that business should be developed locally if it best serves the customer. So the bottom-up approach, that has to be looked into very clearly. But at the same time, we need interoperability, because people are local when traveling, but they are also visiting other cities, other regions, other areas, and they want to use the same technique, the same information that you're used at home at when you're visiting other cities, of course. And that means that you have a need of interoperability. So there is the subsidiarity versus the interoperability that has to be need special attention. It also needs standardization. Standardization for giving good opportunities for working together, which is the interoperability. So when looking into information systems, we have some sort of basic initiatives or conclusions from the UITP side. That is, we have to have an open access to information, to information and data, but it has to be under a controlled system or need a rule of conduct and a legal framework that protect the misusage of information. We need standardization, but it must be flexible, meet the local demand, that means focus on how to talk to each other, the interfaces. We have to be very careful about the subsidiarity principles. Public transport is local, it will be developed locally, and you need to use that. We need to have business models that give added value for the people or the stakeholders that are involved. It has to be independent. We have to respect the owner datership, the data ownership, and that is also who is responsible for the data that is given or the information that is given. And finally, the privacy issue, which is also one very important thing. Public transport information is a multi-source structure. We have public transport authorities, public transport operators. We want to use them in a network. One day going with one operator, another day going with another operator. We have the vehicles, the infrastructure. We have a lot of information out there. But how do we know what information to get if you don't know whom to speak to and how to interpret the information? And as it all these are developed locally, so there are differences. So what we can see is that there is a need of an organization or a legal framework and a organized situation. We need what we have presented as, sorry. We need what we have said, a travel information market. You can call it information broker, or you can say some sort of a way to find the correct information, where to go to. And if you know, being at a stop, that this stop, there you are, have these operators working, then you can connect these operators. If you don't, who should you contact? So we need some sort of information market that organizes the information, getting people into contact with the correct information. And we need standardization in the communication, that we really understand what the information really says. So having this, I would say that there is great opportunities to develop new techniques that will meet the individual demands from the customer using standardized protocols or standardized interfaces, APIs, developed by authorities, operators, or third parties. And that is the interesting, that you could have a attractive market for third parties developing interesting things using the same applications in any city. And if you go there, maybe by using new technology, you can find information that is relevant for you. So the conclusion is of this, that the local and the regional level will also in the future meet the local demands and develop the local applications. The long distance operators, they have to acknowledge this, have to understand that they have to cooperate and bring in also the last mile. And we will see third party applications that will be developed for special purposes. That is the challenge, how to get that happen. Well, first, I think there is a need of an acceptance of the approach of a bottom-up reuse of information. Use the local information for different applications. There is a need of a cooperation with the local level. We need open and neutral information that is, so to say, certified or under rules of conduct. If we don't have that, we never can rely on the information. And that is also the setting up the rules, the networks of cooperation, that is the information market. And we need a cooperation, and we need the support from the European level. Because the problem today is, I would say something like this, that we all have an interest to develop interoperable solution that could work Europe-wide. It's an interest of all, but it's responsibility of none. Why should a local authority put money to invest in something that helps another region if it doesn't add any value for the local area? So I would say that the European support and funding of developing this cooperation is needed, but under the bottom-up approach, using the local information that you can rely on, that is working daily, and use that for building new techniques, new applications, and new systems that could help having a good information and good technologies that is Europe-wide. Thank you.